T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Who would you take, Crowder, Tua or Trevor Lawrence? Because I'm fixated on Gelb from the last segment. I know you like Trevor Lawrence. It's why I'm asking you.
I really like Trevor Lawrence. And he's bigger, and I think he's more sturdy. Not ability. I think Tua can throw the ball with him, make every throw, but I'd honestly take Trevor.
You would. I mean, that guy poops the bed when he needs to play his best. I'm so confused by that take.
It's I've seen Tua fold as well. It's easy. Like,
but
Josh,
are you doing this off of?
Joking.
Are you doing this all of off of college Trevor? Because then compare it to college Tua. Like, I saw something weird going on here with Trevor Lawrence and Tua.
I saw Trevor, what was it 2 years ago, come back in the playoffs and score like 20 in the fourth.
Yeah, that was a signature win. You're right.
You know, I've like, this is the thing too, and I'm not arguing. I do like Tua. I was just arguing with Gelb. He's top 10. You can't go just find top 10 quarterbacks anywhere in the world. But what's that signature win for Tua? Because that Trevor Lawrence had that playoff win.
Yeah, but go look at Trevor Lawrence last year in Week 18 against the Tennessee Titans, who were trying to lose games at that point with Will Levis.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess Tannehill started that game. And Trevor Lawrence couldn't put a ball in the ocean if he wanted to. Seriously. Like, he was so inaccurate.
Well, listen,
looked awful.
Tua had a bad end to that Tennessee game as well.
Terrible Tennessee game. That Ravens game. Tua looked a little out of his league.
But that's why when you guys keep going, he's a top five or top 10 quarterback, which he's not top five. That's ridiculous. And you don't want Tua over Josh Allen. That's also ridiculous, Hawk. I can't even believe.
I was trying to be a Dolphin Dolphin supporter. I didn't believe what I was saying either. In fact, he said the Bills beat the Dolphins, and I said it's up for debate. So it shows you I had no leg to stand on because it's not up for debate.
No.
A lot of things are up for debate. That was not up for debate.
Twice. They beat him twice.
Crowder, you go, he's a top 10 quarterback. You can't find many of those, which I agree with. But if he's a top 10 quarterback that can't win you important games and can't get you to where you want to be, which is contending for Super Bowls, then why settle just because he's a top 10 quarterback? Like, that's my question. I like Tua, but I don't understand how you can pay him $50 million. I don't. I can't rationalize that because I don't think he can win you games. You're saying Trevor Lawrence. You'd rather have Trevor Lawrence over Tua, but you want to give Tua the bag. Like, it doesn't make sense to me.
I would give Tua the bag. Gelb said he wouldn't pay Tua right now. I would pay Tua. That's my point to what you're saying. Will he ever be a top five quarterback? I really don't think so. Durability, size, he never run.
I bet you're going to see it this season. I bet they're going to open him up this season. I really believe that. This is the one knock on him, right? Because you watch him and you go, man, if he had just the threat of being able to scramble, it would open things up even more. I bet they allow him to run. I think it's because they told him, you cannot scramble.
And it's not like, to your point, Hawk, I don't want him to be Lamar Jackson having quarterback sweeps. I want him to do what Mahomes did in the Super Bowl. Fourth and one, quarterback naked, nobody's expecting it, you're Tua Tagovailoa. Go get a first down for us. Like, stuff like that. But let's not pay him. Let him get upset. Let him play on the franchise and let him really be like, I don't want to be in Miami anymore. I want to go elsewhere. Somebody that respects me or, you know, loves me. His ego gets in the way, let's say. What are we at now? A rookie 2 years from now in the draft? I don't know who he's going to be. He could be Jamarcus Russell. That's what the thing with Tua. I would pay Tua right now in this offseason and try to continue to build around him and see what he can become. If he has to carry a team to a Super Bowl, I don't think so. If he has a hell of a team around him and can go, if you put him, you put Tua in San Francisco, he's going to a Super Bowl.
See, that's where I would take issue with Solana, because I understand what you're saying. If you don't think he can ever take you to the Super Bowl, then what's the point? I get that. What you need sometimes is a quarterback who can just get you in position to make some sort of postseason run. And I believe Tua can absolutely do that. And there's not a lot of guys who can. So you can't always get a Patrick Mahomes. It's why they're Patrick Mahomes. So you can't always get a Lamar Jackson. It's why they're the MVP. So you go, okay, can I get a guy who can at least put me in position to make some sort of miraculous postseason run? Eli Manning may have been that guy for New York. And obviously, he's got a couple of rings, so it may not be the perfect example. But it's like, hey, get me there. Get me to the postseason. And Tua can do that.
There's been guys who weren't elite, who weren't top five to win Super Bowls. Eli Manning, I think, is a good example. But now you're not just talking about him being your guy. You're talking about giving up a third of your cap space to build that team you're talking about.
You have to have that guy. That guy commands that money.
To somebody who hasn't shown you he can out-duel the guys you're hoping he will, even with a good team around him. Because at the end of the day, like you just said, Crowder, it's going to come down to make a play in an important game. And time again, Tua has been unable to make that play. I'm with you in, yes, it's easy to say, go find somebody else. Well, there's nobody else better right now than Tua. I'm not against keeping Tua. I'm against shedding out a third of your cap for Tua because you feel like you have to, when the reality is you don't. He hasn't proven to you that he earns, that he deserves that kind of money yet.
I would disagree because I've seen what his peers are making and what their performance is, and that's how the market gets set. And there was one question going into last season. Can he stay healthy? Dude lasted 17 games. We moved the goalposts on him constantly because that was the big knock going in. And now no one wants to talk about that anymore because he's proved to you that he can last 17 games. So now it's like, well, show me the one play. Well, listen, you can't last an entire season up until you've lasted an entire season. And it doesn't mean that you'll never be able to, because then you do it. You know, you might not have the signature win. He's going to have one. He's too good a quarterback to not have one. He's got too many weapons to not have one. So I just think it would be short-sighted to once again go, well, let's prove it to me again. He's kind of proven everything. In my opinion, statistically and health-wise, he's proven everything you need him to prove.
I think we're in – it's funny they get compared because they went right behind each other. He's in the Justin Herbert conversation. Because like you're saying, the Chargers gave him 52.5 a year. But who are you going with? Who else are you going with? I just got the top paid quarterback. Patrick Mahomes is always going to be number one. Justin Herbert's number two. Lamar's three. Jalen Hurts, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson. Like the market's going to set him there. So no matter if he's with the Dolphins, Solana, or in damn Tennessee, somebody's about to give Tua $50 million.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, Chris Greer was asked about it today, by the way, and he spoke at the NFL Combine about a ton of different things, Christian Wilkins as well, but he said the team has been in communication with Tua's reps on a long-term deal since the season ended. No timeline for a deal. quote, we'll work through it and see if we can get something done.
And so what you're saying, if Tua gets 50, one of the Jalen's aren't here because they can't pay Jalen Phillips and Jalen Waddle. There's going to be some good players. Javon Holland's going to want a bunch of damn money coming up here soon.
You have to
bunch of players we got to pay.
If you pay a quarterback that type of money, you have to be flawless in the draft to build a Super Bowl team. You do. You have to be flawless in the draft. And Chris Greer hasn't been flawless in the draft. He hasn't.
And they just got rid of X. So if they go get a veteran cornerback, that's another $35, $40 million.
You
so.
Think Noah Igbinoghene will be available in the offseason?
I saw Chris Greer say that Xavier Howard returning to the Dolphins is not out of the question.
Somebody gave some people some bad advice.
Well, I think they're going to cut. No, I think they'll cut him after June 1st? But then he can sign a new contract with the Dolphins for not as much if the market doesn't bear what he's looking for.
I don't think Xavier Howard has any interest in returning to the Dolphins.
All right. Lamar Jackson didn't have any interest in returning to the Ravens. Guess what he did when he came back?
Hey, come on, Cam Smith.
The difference is they've made him the highest paid quarterback in the NFL, Hawk. Xavier Howard is not going to be anywhere near the highest paid quarterback.
Yeah, but if there's no market for him, I mean, he'll have to find out. But if there's no market. Let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana, Miami's biggest Tua hater.
This sports update, it's driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. I love Tua. I really do. Like, I genuinely love the guy. Just don't think he can win you a Super Bowl.
Okay.
You don't want to give him any money. How much you love him?
Why buy your truck at a car store, Palmetto Ford? We know trucks. Just one other comment from Chris Greer regarding Christian Wilkins. I'm reading from Daniel Oyefusi in the Miami Herald. He said, quote, all options are on the table regarding Christian Wilkins. He's meeting with Wilkins and his agent at the Combine this week to continue discussing a new deal. Oyefusi writes, Greer did not indicate that the team will place the franchise tag on Wilkins if they can't reach a long-term deal ahead of next week's deadline, but said the team will have the resources to fit him on the cap if so.
All right. Listen.
I think he's a priority.
If Andy Ellisberg could get the big three together and Udonis Haslam and Mike Bibby at one point, put your thinking cap on, Chris Greer. Get it done. The thinking cap with a suit, by the way.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.